All right, welcome in to a Monday edition of the Arkansas Prep Extra Podcast here on Scorebook Live. I'm Cade Carlton, joined alongside Nate Olson. And Nate, we finally made it. It is game week for high school football across Arkansas. The preseason, the benefit games are over, and now we get to turn our attention to the first week of high school football in the state.
Seems like it's taken forever, but it also seems like for me, I think you're in the same boat that football season's really been going since right after the 4th of July. I really started digging in and our staff on high school football then, and I've done a ton of research and reading and watching some tape, and it's kind of like, the guys are glad to be playing against somebody other than themselves. I think we're glad to have some games to talk about instead of just going over and over again, what could happen, what might happen. And, if you are interested in what could happen, what might happen, you can check out my column today, as we record this, 10 Burning Questions in Arkansas High School Football. So that's kind of my last hurrah of what might happen. And we'll see. And that's, I told one interviewer this week on radio that what are you looking forward to? And I said, to see what if some of these things that we think could happen will happen. I mean, that's always the mystery. And there's always things that you think are going to happen that aren't. And there's always teams that you don't think are going to be very good that are. So that's always cool to unwrap that as we get into the football season.
We'll go over a few different storylines, then get into some rankings, get into some game previews before we get out of here today. But first off, just a few storylines to go over with. I know we've touched on this a little bit, but Amani Wren going back to Newport and certainly going to make them a whole lot better this year with his services back.
Yeah, I think Newport's definitely a team to watch. Imani went to Greenwood over the summer, had some second thoughts, so he enrolled right when school started at Newport. So he's back there. We had speculated. They got Keandre Barker. He came back, the three-star running back that was committed to Penn State and now has an open recruitment. But we kind of speculated that maybe he would play DB too, because Wren is gone. Now what that gives you is another playmaker on offense and a DB that can play back there. The guy is extremely fast. Look for good things from Newport. I think they're going to be much improved, have a chance to win their league and make a deep playoff run. We talked about what a guy like Barker, what he means to a 3A program. It's huge. So and also Wren, two really good athletes there.
Also, we learned last week, Will Moore, the Conway running back, there's a chance he might miss the season for Conway.
Yeah, he put out there on social media that he has a broken fibula and won't be out there for most of the year. He said he possible a couple games at the end of the season. Told us that he was fighting for that starting running back job. Definitely was going to play this year. 1,000-yard rusher last year at Colorado Springs Christian, I think it was. It was a private school out there. Transferred into senior year, guy who was getting some Division II interest, played linebacker for them too. So that you hate to see that. And one thing I hadn't mentioned to you out there, but I'm going to mention it too. Ronnie Inoki, the talented running back from Little Rock Christian, he says he's also hurt too. It may have happened during the scrimmage game Friday night. I'm not sure, but he's going to miss significant time. Hate to see that. He missed significant time last year too. And they're a much better team when he's in there. Last year they were able to still make a run to the championship without him, but they had Walker White, a four-star quarterback. Really, we're hoping to have him back healthy. We'll check his progress as it goes along, but he said it sounds like it's going to be a significant amount of time. So we'll update that and have that, but definitely a blow for Little Rock Christian as they move to 7A.
A ton of time on the benefit games, but one of the benefit games, I guess, worth mentioning was Greenwood as they beat Fayetteville with the starters in by a touchdown in that benefit game.
Yeah, and that's something that some of their fans are probably gonna hold on to as the year goes on. We'll look at our rankings here in a minute, and they're not ranked where they want to be. And there was another outlet that have them as the best team in the state. But that outlet also, a couple of years when Bryant had won five straight titles, had PA as the number one team in the state. So I think that, I don't know, not to take anything away from Greenwood, but I think I'll stick with what we're saying. But definitely, that's a step in the right direction for them. Benefit games, you can take them the way you want them. They play a full game, who knows? They play a game with something on the line, who knows too. But Greenwood's going to be really good. They're going to be favored in all their games. They're going to win probably all their games and probably win a lot of them by a significant margin.
Well, let's take a look at the top 25 that you mentioned that's been live on Scorebook Live for the last few weeks, and we'll just break it down by five teams. We'll start with the top five: Little Rock Parkview, ranked number one. Also, you mentioned Greenwood; they're number four. Conway, Bryant, Fayetteville, also inside that top five.
Yeah, all those teams capable of winning state championships. Parkview plays Melissa, Texas this week. We'll go over that game in a little bit. If they win that, and then they beat Brett, and now traditionally, if you lose to an out-of-state opponent, it normally doesn't affect you too much in the rankings. That's kind of been the trend. We give some grace for that. Bryant will play Christian Brothers College, a tough team out of St. Louis. So it helps your strength of schedule. Sometimes it doesn't hurt you if you lose to them. It's kind of a case-by-case basis, though, on how bad it was and just the significant or the circumstances. But got to go with Parkview number one. 25-game winning streak, the reigning state champions, the reigning number one team from last year. Got to go with them. If they win those first two games, they're not going to lose, and they're probably not going to have any close games. Greenwood, you mentioned them at four. They'd like to be two or one. They keep winning. They're going to have a chance at the end of the season. But like I said, really good. Fayetteville, the pick to probably win 7A with those key recruits they got in, or key transfers, not recruits, transfers. And then they are college recruits, a couple of them. And then Bryant, like them to get back to the title game. Their front seven on defense is extremely nasty. If they can put their offense together and get a little more consistent, they haven't been as consistent the times I've seen in this summer. But if they do get the passing game going, they're going to be right back in Fayetteville again, or in Little Rock again.
Touching on six through seven, Bentonville, PA, along with Benton, Shiloh Christian, and Bentonville West in 6 through 10
Yeah.
range.
Bentonville going to be chasing. Fayetteville there, that game in October is one of our top 25 games to watch list. That almost always is for the conference championship, and Bentonville wins that game a lot. They've got a younger team, but they're going to get better and better as the year goes on. And last year made a great run to the championship when a lot of people didn't think they would. So they're a title contender, sitting right there, and they've got a big game opening against Conway. So that's going to shake up the top 25 right there, one way or another. PA have them ranked high, third probably in the Central behind Conway and Bryant, but 11 on 11, they're good. It's when you get to the bench, not as deep, can't afford any injuries. They could sneak up and beat a team they're not supposed to, think that they are better than Cabot, which has been that three team there for a while. Think they'll beat them, and think Little Rock Christian will have a chance to beat them too. And Little Rock Christian PA will be a big game that could decide that three playoff spot.
Speaking of Little Rock Christian, they're in that 11 through 15 range. Obviously, Harding Academy, number 11, they get bumped up to the 5A East. Christian at 12, followed by Cabot, then Fort Smith Northside and Marion.
Yeah, Harding Academy, really good, and they dominate 2A, they dominate 3A, they dominate 4A. What are they going to do at 5A? If you don't have a team like Little Rock Parkview, they may be the favorite to win the championship. A lot of people like them to get to the title game. A lot of people like them to win the 5A East. I'm in that camp too. They're coming up here at the right time because they've got a loaded roster. They've got Owen Miller, who is a UCA commit, and then they've got a couple really good linemen. Good defense. They're gonna be a player, and they expect to win it. Beating Parkview is going to be a huge task. I just don't know. It's like if you took Parkview out of 5A, man, there's some really good teams in there that could win championships. Robinson's another one. Maumelle is going to be better. 5A is really good, but you've got a team that's almost on the, I think, on the cusp of national recognition. So that makes it tougher for those other teams. But man, I don't think Harding Academy would complain at all if they got to Little Rock. You know, that would be a huge accomplishment. I think it's well within their reach. And like I said, they're moving up with a really good team that, you know, and we'll talk a lot on your show on the air and on this program about the 5A East. And, you know, that's going to be a good, good league, you know, with Wynn in there and Nettleton, you know, they lost some guys, but they look good in their scrimmage too. So it's going to be a battle every Friday night in that league.
Going through 16 through 20 now, you mentioned Northeast Arkansas. There is a Northeast Arkansas flair there. Jonesboro, number 17. Also mentioned a Mountain Home. And then two, Joe T. Robinson as well to round out that 20.
Yeah. Jonesboro took it on the chin pretty good at PA, 41-0. Not sure what the score was. That was in the benefit game. Not sure what the score was at halftime. But, you know, in talking to some people around the program, they had some chances to punch the ball in. They didn't do it. I still feel pretty highly about them and their chances. Tyler George is a good coach. Asa Myers, you know, he's on our list of players to break out this year. Good quarterback. They got some transfers in that will help them. They've got a huge test the first game against Conway. That's going to be really big. They get to play them at home, though. And I think what you'll see is playing that 7A Central made them a little more rugged, and that's going to help them when they move down to 6A. They took some lumps, but it made them tougher. And you mentioned Robinson. We mentioned them earlier. They'll be right there with Maumelle. They're going to be favored in most predictions to win the 5A Central with Maumelle knocking on the door. That's a bit of a rivalry with Brian Maupin, the former Robinson assistant, now the head coach at Maumelle. And, of course, you got Todd Escola, the longtime coach at Robinson. But he inherited or got some good transfers in, including a good quarterback from North Little Rock, Tyson Broaden, and Deuce Williams, a running back who is the son of Kevin Williams from Fordyce and Oklahoma State that played in the NFL on the defensive line. So they've got an infusion of talent, and they're going to be very good too.
I guess just wrapping up the top 25 conversation, we'll look at 21 through 25. You mentioned Maumelle there at 21. Also, Valley View, Pine Bluff, Warren, and then Prescott to round out the top 25.
Yeah. So Valley View reloading, that's in your neck of the woods, and I know you keep up with them. And I mentioned on a show last week that they're in a point now where Coach Sean Cockrell, no, they're reloading. They've got a lot of talent. Valley View, as you know, has attracted a lot of players, a lot of athletes to that program, that whole athletic program. So you've got an influx of talent on the baseball, football, and basketball teams and others. A lot of those kids are playing more than one sport. Football's benefiting from that. Drew Gartman's a great baseball player. He's a receiver by trade, but he's going to play quarterback this year to take over for their good All-Stater and Turley from last year. And, you know, I don't doubt he'll do well for them. Got to replace Brian Huff on defense, a Missouri signee linebacker. He was probably one of the best defenders in school history. But I have a lot of confidence that they will do that. And, you know, they'll be battling Harding Academy for that top spot, but defending conference champs. And then to round out this discussion, the smaller schools, Prescott is as athletic as anybody around, probably as athletic of some bigger schools, well-coached. They want to get back to Little Rock. They didn't like some of the calls. One of the calls in particular in that championship game last year on a spot, I think that sat in their crawl off season, and they'd like to get back to Little Rock, and I bet they'd like to play Boonville again. And that made happen. And then Warren, man, what can you say about those guys? Super talented. Jackson Denton's a sophomore quarterback. He threw for 3,000 as a freshman. And Antonio Jordan is a very underrated, in my opinion, wide receiver who's a three-star who's heading to Arkansas. Look for them. They almost went undefeated last year, one game short of that in the semifinals. Look for them to make that similar run, but for it to end in Little Rock this year.
Well, last thing we'll do is get into the 10 games to watch this week. And we'll start first with a couple of games that are going to be featured in Central Arkansas. You have Benton and Bryant in the Salt Bowl, which will be played at War Memorial. And then two, Joe T. Robinson travels to Pulaski Academy as well. So a couple of really good matchups this Friday night in the Little Rock area.
I've lived in Saline County since 03, and I've seen, you know, this rivalry evolve. It's the 50th anniversary of the game and of the rivalry, and the 25th anniversary of the Salt Bowl. And when they started off, you know, when I first got here, there was a lot of bad blood between the schools, and they figured out if we cooperate, we can make a lot of money on this. So they have, and they have done a lot of charitable things. So when I drive by Goodwill, they're having a contest on who's going to donate the most clothes. They've got a food drive. Got all kinds of stuff. And so it has become, I mean, I think it's one of the best games in the country, because I don't know what other teams are drawing 20,000 plus yeah, making the money they make, plus giving back the money and goods and things to people that need it. I mean, they've made this a phenomenon. Now on the football field, Benton hasn't won since 05. And actually that year they won twice regular season, and then won again. So, but they haven't won since then. There was a tie in there a few years ago. They feel good about their team. I mean, they've been in the semifinals the last couple of years. They were real close to beating Little Rock Christian last year. They have Drew Davis, who is a great quarterback as a junior. He broke a bunch of records last year as a sophomore. Just really phenomenal debut for him. Bryan, as I said, has a salty front seven. That's why I give him a chance against Parkview in their running game, because they're going to be hard to beat up front. Offensively, they've got three great running backs, including Daniel Anderson, who is committed to Notre Dame. But they've got two other guys that are almost as good that run the ball with purpose. So they just need to figure out how to put that all together with Jordan Walker, their quarterback. He's going to OBU. Been good at times, made a few mistakes though, but in some big games last year, like Conway, he was super good. Plays like that this year, that's what's going to get them to Little Rock back at War Memorial Stadium. But this game, I think it follows the pattern of the others. It's kind of close in the first half, and then Bryant wears them down. They just have so much depth, and Benton is really good, but they don't have the line support like Brian does. They'll play eight defensive linemen. PA, that game's been lopsided with PA winning. You know, I picked them to win by two touchdowns, but Robinson is really good. They're really athletic. This could be a good game. They're real interested to see the new pieces that we mentioned, how they're going to fit in. And this is a good test for them. And PA definitely wants to get the season off to a good start, knowing that in a couple weeks they're going to have to face the big boys of 7A.
Game in Northeast Arkansas this week. It'll see two teams that were mentioned in that top 25 we just talked about square off as Conway travels to Jonesboro this Friday night.
Yeah, and if you're Jonesboro, you don't feel good about what happened to PA, and you're trying to get that out of your system, but you know, what better way to do that than to upset Conway? And, you know, you got them at home. Nobody's going to pick them to win, but, you know, they've played them before the last 2 years, and it's another depth thing. Conway will have the depth advantage. They're excited to see Grayson Wilson. He had a great showing in their benefit game against Morrilton. I think he only threw two incompletions, like 8 for 10 for 180 yards and three touchdowns. So he's sharp. And then when I talked to him in July, you know, he after the team camp in Bryant, he was just like, I got to get on the same page with everybody. I've got to learn the terminology. But smart guy, a Division I guy, an SEC guy going to Arkansas, I think this is what he needed for his career moving forward. 4A CAC, they probably would have won big and maybe gone to the state championship, but the defenses he's going to see at this level is what he needs to do as he's going forward. So it's a good move for him, and it's a terrific move for Conway, because they didn't have a quarterback that was proven. They're going to have to develop a guy Donovan Amolo started the last 3 years, and he's at Central Missouri State. So they got a real Christmas gift early when you get a four-star guy. So then all you've got to do, if you're Coach Kelly, the offensive coordinator, and Ryan Howard, his former coach at CAC, who's now the quarterback coach, is just get all these chess pieces lined up and get everybody's timing down. And if you do that, I mean, that's why they're a threat to win a state championship now, and they wouldn't have been without him, because he can make a huge difference. And that's what they're hoping to do on Friday night. I think this is going to be a good game. And I think Jonesboro is going to come out playing hard in this game with a big crowd and get in it early. It's just going to be a matter of if they can stay in it.
Yeah. We'll touch on a couple of games that are going to take place in Northwest Arkansas this week, including Greenwood going to Bentonville West. Meanwhile, Farmington traveling to Shiloh Christian on Friday night. Both Greenwood and Shiloh in those top 25 rankings.
Right. Yeah, Greenwood, this may be, could be, the biggest test of the whole season. Bentonville West is in the top 25. They are probably going to be third in the West behind Bentonville and Fayetteville, unless they can upset one of them. That's kind of where they've been. But, you know, I think that what we've got to project is about 14, but it could be even more than that. That's how good Greenwood is. They want to clean up some things offensively, some timing things, but they look pretty good. Bentonville West breaking a new quarterback. But they, you know, they've only had one losing season since they started that program 9 years ago. So the staff has done a really good job. It's not easy being the sister to, or sibling to Bentonville, because, you know, and then they've been kind of the football school, but they've still managed to be very competitive. I think a lot of people wondered, you know, is it going to be like a Springdale Harbor situation where Harbor gets all the great football players and Springdale had that awesome team under Malzahn, and then they haven't really been quite the same ever since then, since 2005. Yeah. But that hasn't been the case at West. And, you know, I think Greenwood wins this game pretty handily, but that should be a little motivation for West. I mean, it's a home game, and you don't want to lose to a 6A team. I mean, there's not a shame in it, especially a good one, but they don't want to lose to it and hear us talk about how Greenwood went in there and ran all over them. So, that could be a good game. I think that Greenwood's just got too much firepower. I mean, I think they're gonna put up 50 points most nights if they want to. So gonna be up to Bentonville West to shut them down or slow them down and try to control the ball a little bit. But that's gonna be tough. But that's definitely one to watch. And then Shiloh Christian, and they remember losing to Farmington last year in that conference game. And I think that probably irritates them a little bit. And I think that Farmington may be going into a buzzsaw. Tommy Tice coming out of retirement, that was one of the big storylines with all the coaching moves. They're going to be good in the 5A West. He's a great coach. He's inherited a lot of talent. J.R. Eldridge, who is one of the better coaches around, he's a Hall of Fame coach. If he ends his career now, as he goes into private business and doesn't come back, in my book, he's a Hall of Famer, won some championships at Arkadelphia, led North Little Rock to a championship, and then took over at Farmington and did a good job of building it. You know, the cupboard is not bare there. It's fully stocked, and you've got a good mindset there. Tommy's taken over a bunch of guys that believe they can win. They're picked to win the conference by several different experts, and so they're going to do well. But I think Shiloh's about to make a statement in this game. They're moving to 6A. They want to get out to a good start. They're going to try to light up that scoreboard. And we've got them by over a two-touchdown winner in this game. But if you're Farmington, if you do lose it, don't lose hope, because I think Shiloh is a team that couldn't play for a state championship in 6A.
Well, I guess we have five more games to go over with, and we'll start that with Whitehall traveling to Sheridan. Obviously, get to see Kevin Kelly make his debut at Sheridan.
Yeah, and Daryl Patton at Whitehall. So you've got two guys that have won state titles that have been dominant at their respective schools, and Daryl is looking for the right fit after Fayetteville. Bauxite was pretty good. You know, they got to the playoffs a couple times. He went to Southwest, started that program. It was difficult. I think this is a good fit for him. I think they can win. Bobby Bolding won at Whitehall after being at Pine Bluff. Daryl's a great coach. He can win there, and they've got enough talent. This is a big rivalry game too. Like this means a lot, no matter what. And now you've got Kevin over at Sheridan bringing in the unorthodox philosophies that he has. They looked really good in their game against Malvern, and they've got a kid, Isaiah Stevens, that as a sophomore is already attracting Division I offers. He's got one from Arkansas State and SMU. This guy's going to be able to pick where he wants to go, I think, before it's said and done. I think he's a four-star type guy. I mean, I saw some footage of him as an eighth and ninth grader, and you could just see the electricity in him. And kind of sitting in this, you know, in Sheridan where they don't win, this guy's a, you know, a diamond in the rough. So, and Stevens is a diamond in the rough there. You're sitting at Sheridan. I saw this tape in when he's eighth and ninth grade, and that's a big weapon for them. So he's going to be really good. And so this game, I think it's going to be close. There's going to be some jitters in it, but this is definitely going to be a good game. And one of these coaches is going to be 1-0 and feel real good about themselves as they're trying to have big years this year.
Couple of out-of-state games that we'll touch on. We mentioned the Little Rock Parkview game a little bit earlier as they go to Melissa in Texas. Meanwhile, Boonville also going out-of-state to take on the Tow out of Oklahoma.
Yeah. Man, Melissa, Texas has a stadium. It's a few years old, but it looks like a small college stadium, like a, you know, FCS stadium. They're 10-2 last year. We're 10-2. You have some Division I. They've got an offensive lineman that's committed to OU. Their quarterback was at in Alabama last year in Hoover at that perennial winner there. And he's moved to Melissa, and he's a Division I prospect. But I think Parkview is going to show in this game. This is a good showcase for them. Like, hey, you know, we've got a bunch of D1 guys here, and we should be nationally noticed. They're not in the national rankings. They're not in ours. They're in our regional rankings. But you beat a team in Texas, especially if they can handle them well, which I think they can. They're really, really tough. I mean, they've got speed. They've got interior linemen. It's not going to be an easy game, but I think they can win it. And you know, like I said, if they can win it handily, they'll make a statement. But they're very excited for this opportunity. And Boonville, a team that's a 3A champ, defending champ. Poto, Oklahoma has some good teams traditionally. We think a lot of Boonville think that Jace Washburn, their quarterback, is going to have a really good year, doing more than he did last year, and that was a lot of times handing off to Dax Goff. I think he gets to show this year what kind of player he is, and that's going to be a 3A MVP caliber type guy, and a guy that leads them back to a state title. We mentioned earlier a possible Prescott-Boonville rematch, and he's one of the guys that can make that happen.
Last two we'll touch on, and they won't occur more than, I guess, about 40 minutes from each other as Hazen goes to Conway Christian. Meanwhile, Mansfield will travel to Bismarck as well on Friday night.
Those are two really good small school games. Conway Christian's got some good athletes, and, you know, they're picked by a lot of people, you know, in that top two or three in 2A, and that would be big for their school if they could get to a state championship game. But this is sort of, you know, Hazen's a traditional power coach, but Sankin's really good. I don't know that this is one of his better teams. You know, a lot of pundits picking them, you know, two or three in the league, but kind of have the advantage as far as the tradition in this game, but on the road, but it's going to have a playoff feel. I think it's a playoff feel. And I think, you know, both teams want to, you know, they want to compete for state, you know, championships. And when you are playing a schedule like this in the non-conference, these games, it gets you ready for that kind of run later on.
Well, I know a lot coming up this week over at Scorebook Live with week zero here at high school football. Going to start up on Friday night. You've got a ton of stuff already. So first off, tell us what we can find on the website right now than what we could expect to find as we go throughout the week.
Appreciate that. Yeah, we've got our 25 players watching volleyball. Now we start our series with the positions. This is something you're only going to see here. And, you know, we made this disclaimer with football. Give us some grace. When we mention these kids, there's hundreds and hundreds of good players. And we are basing this after talking to the coaches last year. We're basing a lot of this off stats that have been reported. That was something that coaches like, well, you know, we report our stats, on another site. So, you know, you can use those. And then other schools that bothered to send the questionnaires in. We sent out hundreds of those. We got quite a few back. So that's what this is based off, stats from last year. So if you reported them and you got back to us, then your kids are going to be considered. Even then, you know, there's still a lot of kids. So the volleyball is something that on a national or on a statewide scope hasn't been covered as much. And the reason why is it's a lot of work because you have to mine a lot of this data. There's not a website that has every stat on there and every breakdown of every team. There's not a magazine that has all this information in it. You know, SB Live is working to be in high school and SI, the authority of statewide, you know, volleyball. And then there's newspapers in Northwest Arkansas, Northeast Arkansas, other places that do a good job of covering it in their area, you know, but as far as listing players from around the state, things like that, you know, that's something that we're unique in. There's football, all kinds of stuff. I've kind of forgotten everything that's on there because I'm producing it so quickly, but we've got the 10 burning questions that are out there. We've got the 25 games to watch. And what's coming up soon is a new series that we're doing as far as we're picking every game. And we're not alone in doing that. Other people do that. But one thing we are going to do is include the predicted margin of victory for those teams. And we think that's going to be really fun. I mean, it's been done before, but you know, we want to do it again. So we'll do that every week. So we're just a ton of stuff on there right now with football, and there's going to be more this week. So just keep looking at it. We appreciate you sharing it on social media. The feedback is great as long as you keep it pretty polite. But we do want to hear about if there's somebody that should be on that list, let us know, because we're going to come back around with more lists and more ways to honor kids. So it helps us to know about everyone. So we really appreciate it. This has become a good market in this company, really good one. And one of the reasons why is because of the support. We have support from the coaches, athletes, parents, and the community. Lots of people know about us. And they're sharing this stuff. And I'm extremely grateful for that because I love doing this and it helps me to keep doing it if we're successful here. And Arkansas is on the map. I mean, you look at all the national stories that are on there that pertain to Arkansas, there's a bunch on our landing page. So really appreciate that from everybody.
All right. Well, I think that just about does it for us today. We'll be back next week. I think we're going to be back on Tuesday next week. We'll recap all of the week zero slate, look ahead to week one for the Arkansas Prep Extra podcast next week. But for now, for Nate Olson, I'm Cade Carlton saying so long.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great week.
Appreciate it. You too. You free this afternoon? You want to come on the show this afternoon?
Yes, I am. Yeah, what time?
4 o'clock work?
That'll work.
Okay, sounds good. I'll let you know. I can't remember what time I get back on Tuesday, but I would say maybe by 10:30, 11, I should be good on Tuesday.
Okay.
But I'll let you know for sure. I was trying to look at that, and I can't find it.
I may be going to the Touchdown Club to see Ray Lewis. So we may do it like on Tuesday evening or something.
Yeah, Tuesday night's fine. As long as it's after 6 o'clock, obviously.
Yeah, we might do it then.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work. That'll work even better, honestly.
Thanks a lot. Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right. See you.
Thank you.